I will absolutely never, never tire of giving him praise and worshiping him. It's more, he is just worthy, but the love that he has for you, the love that he has for me is just mind-blowing. It is just mind-blowing. I can't believe someday we'll stand before him face to face. I'll be happy whenever that day comes, and I know that you will be too. Tonight we get to talk about belonging on God's mission team, but I'm going to share with you something that I've tried to fit it into a missions sermon tonight because that's what I was coming to do. But I'm not going to lie to you that what's been on my heart, and I can't wait to dig in so much deeper into the word about all of this, but what's been on my heart is about belonging. Belonging to the body of Christ and belonging, just feeling that sense and that confidence that comes when we know we belong. So I've kind of inserted that in tonight and tried to tie it into missions. And I want to talk about that. Everybody, every single one of us here, we long to be a part of something that's much, much greater than ourselves. We want to be a part of something that is so much more than just every day, so much more than just the mundane day in, day out, what it means to do life. And we spend a lot of time searching for greater things in life. We spend a lot of money doing that too. A lot of education, a lot of experience. We go after experience and networking with one another in search of something bigger to be connected to. That's what we want. And that's not all bad, let me just say. Education is great. Connecting and networking is fabulous. It's wonderful. Experience, you can't put a price on that. But even after we've done all of those things, our heart still tells us there's got to be more. There's got to be more. And I can't help a lot of times but to think about the verse that kind of grabs me. It's a short little tiny verse in Ecclesiastes 3, and it's verse 11 that tells us that God has set eternity into the human heart, even though we can't know beginning to end. And I always tell myself that's where the longing is. He set eternity in my heart. And sometimes I'm just ready to experience, I guess, all of it, but I can't. I have to be faithful with where I'm at, right here and where I am. But here's what I want you to know. Here's what I want you to know tonight. What if I told you that right now, just as you're sitting here, just as we're all here tonight, what if I told you that you are already part of the absolute greatest cause known to mankind right now? You might look at your life and say, me? Are you sure? Because I don't feel it. Like I don't know what you're talking about. But God's absolute greatest plan, and who knows when he decided to plan all this. It could be before Genesis for all we know. We don't know. But God's plan certainly did include you and me. Always, from the very beginning, you and I might even be the reason he created the universe so that he could create us his most precious possession. And all along, we were part of a plan. And we still are. We're part of the greatest plan known to mankind. You can stop searching with whether or not you're part of something greater. Because by faith, if you accept the word of God, you are part of something greater. And what would happen if you began to walk out in that knowledge and understand it and apply that to your day-to-day life when you woke up in the morning? If that would be the mindset that you would have, you would go about your day and create a power that you can't understand. But that's what I want us to do. There's so much great that we're connected to. We belong on God's mission team because he appointed us. He appointed you specifically to be on his team. And when you said yes to him to let him come into your life, you said yes to his instructions, to his teachings, to his precepts, all of that. And he gives us the ability to complete that and to see it through. He who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it to the very end. You don't have to worry about it. You just have to stay surrendered and faithful. That's it. Surrendered and faithful. He'll guide you through the rest. You're part of a plan. That's why. So let's talk about belonging for a little bit. How many of you here by show of hands would tell me, I know I belong to God? Would you? Everybody here. That's great. That's great. So belonging to God is not in question. That's fabulous. That's a great place for us to start. But belonging is very important because it defines who we are a lot of times. It is the essence of who we are, of how we see ourselves and how we expect others in the world or others around us, how we expect them to see us. Now, when I married my husband 20 years ago, I basically became his, right? You're sitting here with your spouses, a lot of you. You became your spouses and your spouses became yours to the point where I took on his last name. I let go of my last name and I took on Ross's last name, a German last name. And that's a funny story in and of itself because my last name used to be Davila. And back where I lived down south Texas, that wasn't so hard for people to say. But I always thought to myself, boy, I hope when I get married, I marry somebody with an easy last name because sometimes people would butcher my last name. And I'd be like, oh, you know, maybe I'll marry somebody with an easy last name. And then I married a man with a German last name of Magzig. And the best people can do is say Magzig when they see my name, but it's really Magzig because it's German. And I don't care if you say Magzig, I'm happy with you as long as you don't call me Maggot, because I was called that one time, and there was nothing they could do to take it back. It was pretty crazy. So it's one of those things. But in doing so, you know, when I became his, I took on Ross's last name, and everybody then knew. Everybody knows that I belong to him. Even people who don't know about Ross would know I belong to someone because I have a ring on my left finger. And that is proof that I made a commitment, that I made a vow to someone and I'm spoken for. For I belong to someone. And that's very important in who we are, who we see ourselves. I know I'm Mrs. Ross Magzig. And you belong as well. You belong to this church family. You had a choice when it was coming time to find a church. You chose this family. This is your family. You belong here. This is where God led you. And I'm sure there's a beautiful story behind how God led each and every one of you to this special place. This is your family and you belong here. You also belong to your own family, your immediate family and your extended family. Right? Back in the day, your clan or your tribe, you belong to that name. That's who you belong to. It's part of your identity of who you are. You belong to a certain race. Some of us belong to a few different races. Mom comes from this race. Daddy comes from this race. And so I'm born, and now I've got a little bit of a few races going on within me, and I identify with those races because that's who I am. And my boys are very funny because my twin boys, Preston and Nathan, they don't look anything like me, just so you know. They took all from the German, and they have blonde hair and blue eyes. So they don't even look like they're mine, but they are because I was there, and I remember. And they're funny because they're blonde hair and blue eyes, and they go to school and they tell everybody and with a last name that's German like Magzig, but then they go and they tell everybody at school, well, we're Hispanic, we're half Hispanic, and people are just like, yeah, right. There's no way you don't even look a thing like Hispanic. You're blonde hair and blue eyes, but it's true. Even though you can't see it, they have that race in them, and let me tell you, they know it, and they're like, I'm half Hispanic. Right? It's their identity. It defines who they are. You also may belong to particular organizations that you've chosen to be aligned with. You're a member of this club. You're a member of this or that. You belong to that place. And trust me, you totally belong to the company you work for. Maybe even more than you want to belong to the company you work for. They pay you there to belong to them, to have you, and you belong to them. We all belong somewhere. We all belong to someone. We all belong to something. And here's what's even key. We all need to belong. There's an innate desire for all of us to belong. When people can't seem to find their place and belong somewhere and they become isolated from society, it causes problems for them. Because they don't attach completely the right way. And so emotionally they're instable. That's how much we need to belong somewhere. That's how much we need each other. So I've got great news for you, and you already know it. Galatians 3:26, and I've got this up on the screen for you. So in Christ Jesus, you are children of God through faith. And John 1:12 says, yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. And we sang about that this morning, tonight. I am a child of God. And still, 1 John 3:1 goes on to tell us, see what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called the children of God, and that is what we are. God called Abraham his child, and that he said through him many nations would come, and we are that part. We are heirs to the promise of Jesus Christ. You know, God, in all of our imperfections, did not have to let us come in and mess around with his holiness and call us children. But he did, because he created us. He loves his creation. He always will. We are his children. We are children of God. So the important truth number one is this. We belong to God. Let the world take note that we know that we belong to God. And let the world take note that we are going to walk out in that knowledge, that we are children of the living God. We are children of the living God. When we belong, it changes the way we operate. It changes the way we act. It changes the way we think. A lot of times when we don't feel we belong, we can never really truly be ourselves. We're afraid of saying the wrong thing, doing the wrong thing. Will I be accepted here? Will I not be accepted here? But when you know you're going to be accepted and you belong, there's like this holy confidence that comes out in you. I belong. I totally belong. And it changes the way you act. Now we know that we do belong to something greater. We do belong to something bigger. And that's what helps carry us through. But the second truth is this, that even though we belong to God, we really, really need each other. God will help us to accomplish all the mission because we're on his mission team. That's what he wants us to do. But we can't do it by ourselves. We have to do it with each other. So I want to talk about that for a little bit. This one's the one that I want to really ponder tonight. This one's the one that's been in my spirit. And like I said, I can't wait to really study it even deeper and deeper. But I feel that if we would really let the truth of this sink in to our spirits, and we began living and walking out of this particular knowledge right here, that we could actually change the culture of the kingdom here on earth. Now, I know you're looking at that and saying, but we know that. I'm just here to tell you, I don't believe we really practice that. I don't think we do that as good as we can do that. And I think it's because we just think it's too hard. And I'm about to surprise you, because it's not as hard as you're thinking. And I would be okay changing the culture of the kingdom of God if it meant that I could love you better, if it meant that you could love me better. That's what I want. You're my brothers and my sisters in Christ. So I want to talk about that. Everybody's heard about 1 Corinthians 12, where it talks about how we are all parts of the body, right? That we all make up parts of the body. Some hands, some feet, some ears, some eyes. And that the hand can never say to the feet, I don't need you, right? Because it takes every single part of the body to do life, to make life. And when one part is not there, all the other parts have to work a little harder to do life, right? It's just better when they're all together, when everything's as it should be. Well, God has everything as it should be sitting right here in front of me. Everything's as it should be. So I might be a mouth, you might be the eyes, somebody is the feet. How beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news? Somebody might be the ears, but we all need each other and we all belong to the body of Christ, and no one, everyone is needed. No one is not needed, and we all belong. So here's how this particular concept could change our lives if we let it really sink in. I've learned this by watching just experience, that when something doesn't belong to a certain person, they probably are not going to take care of it. How many of you have a rental property? Man, I grew up, my father had all kinds of rental property. And I can't tell you, he'd rent it out to some people and they'd just trash it because it's not theirs. Yeah, they're paying the rent, but my dad's paying the taxes and keeping it up and paying when something goes bad and this kind of thing, right? When it's something that belongs to us, we're going to take care of it. We're going to protect it. Now, if we learn to look at each other like we belong to one another, it's going to change the way we do relationship with one another. Because if I see you as belonging to me, I'm going to protect you. I'm going to promote you. I'm going to invest in you. I'm going to commit to you. You're going to have value in my heart and in my world. I'm going to take it seriously that we belong to one another. Case in point, I have three brothers, no sisters. And like many of you, I love my family so much. And it doesn't matter what they do. I'll always love my family. And I'll always fight for my family. I'll always go to bat for my family. Because they belong to me and I belong to them. Well, did you know that you're my family? According to this word right here, you and I are brothers and sisters in Christ. Do we act like it? Because that's what we want to do. We want to do that. If I look at you and I see you as mine, belonging to me, here's what it's going to do. I'm going to want the best for you. I'm going to cheer you on with not a hint of threat or envy or insecurity, because your success is going to become my success because you belong to me. I'm going to rejoice when you rejoice, not be jealous because you got something I didn't get. My day will come. My time will come. I'm going to rejoice with you to see the smile on your face, to know the happiness in your heart. And when you're hurting and when you mourn, my heart's going to be broken because you're hurting. Because you're my brother, you're my sister. Remember that song a whole long time ago? You're my brother, you're my sister, so take me by the hand. Together we will work until he comes. There's no foe that can defeat us when we're walking hand in hand or side by side. Side by side, yes. That song just popped into my head, and that's crazy because it goes along with what I'm just about to say here in a little bit. But when we see each other as belonging, it should change the way we act. It's not enough to just know what's in the Bible. It's not enough to just read it. God meant for these precepts to be walked out in our lives. And that's where the fruit is. Half of the times we're frustrated with each other because we're not doing what the Bible is telling us to do. We're not living and walking out of those precepts. So we're not enjoying the reward of obedience. I don't want to miss it. And I know you don't want to miss it either. 1 John 3:18-19 says this: Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with action and in truth. Not in deceit, but in truth. This is how we know that we belong to the truth and how we set our hearts at rest in his presence. We invest. We give more. We have a vested interest in that which is a roundabout way ours, but there ain't no roundabout way to the fact that you are my brother and I am your sister in Christ, not according to this word. And so I want us to walk out of that truth. Why do you think the enemy works overtime to sabotage relationships in the kingdom? Because he knows that if we caught on to this truth, it's not good. You know what? He knows if we started living this truth, it's really not good. And that's what he wants. And he wins most of the time. Because we think it's a battle we can't win. And that's simply not true. That's simply not true. Satan just loves to divide the body, and it's his number one goal in the church. And he knows that if he can, if we can just not be unified, then he accomplishes his goal. If you think about an NFL football team, one man, I don't care how great he is, I don't care if he's Drew Brees or, I don't know, another name of a quarterback, whoever he is, he cannot win the Super Bowl all by himself. I don't care how good he is. I don't care how smart he is. I don't care how powerful his body is. He cannot win the Super Bowl by himself. He has to have all of the other players bringing their skill, what they're amazing and good at, and they have to all come together, and then they have to really work together and put on their suits of solidarity and unity in order to defeat the opponents. Because if they're not unified, the opponents are going to find the holes like that. That's what they do. They find the holes so that they can beat the other team. Well, the Christians are the same way. We need to suit up in our suits of unity and solidarity so that the enemy has no holes to come in and undo the body of Christ. And this, how does this have anything to do with missions? When we're unified, when we're together, there's just nothing that can stop us from accomplishing absolutely anything. Anything. We will accomplish it with ease. In the same way, we need to be unified. When I'm listening to people who have just played the game, whether it's tennis or NFL football or the basketball, when the announcers talk to the players after the whole team is over, and they come and, you know, what would you say went great tonight, or what do you say didn't go so great tonight, or whatever. I always get a little excited when I hear a player talking and saying, well, you know, our guys such and such did a great job here. Our guys were together. He's not building himself up. He's building the team up and even pointing other players out. He's got the mic. He could talk about himself if he wanted to. He's got his little 5 seconds of fame. But instead, he talks about the team. And he talks about other people on the team. And I always sit there going, that's cool. And you do too. You love to hear that. That's what we need more of in the church. We need to build each other up. Build each other up. Look at Romans 12:5. So in Christ, though many, we though many form one body, and each member what? Belongs to all the others. And Romans 12:10, you don't have this, but I'm going to read it for you. It says this: be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Can we really do that? Can I really honor somebody else above myself? Is that even like humanly possible? It's in the Word, y'all. It's in there. So apparently God wouldn't have put it in there, inspired by him, if he didn't believe we could do this. I believe it comes down to a choice. I believe we make a choice to honor one another. I believe we make a choice to uphold one another, to strengthen one another, to love each other well, to be trustworthy of one another and not be hurting each other. I believe it's a choice that we make. We belong to God and we belong to each other, and we desperately need each other in the unity to accomplish as much as we can possibly accomplish in this kingdom. I feel an urgency. We don't have all the time in the world to accomplish so much that we need to accomplish. So it's a joy to be about the business of God. It's a joy for me to come and celebrate you this weekend and what you have done and what you are doing and what you're going to continue to do. It's so exciting. It's so exciting. So the third one is this: we belong on God's mission team. I said it earlier. You are, whether you feel it or not, whether you know it or not, you are a part of an incredible plan.
And you are a part of a cause that is the greatest cause known to mankind. It's the cause of Jesus Christ, saving souls, saving the lost. You help to do that. That's what you do. Tomorrow morning when you wake up and it's Monday and you go, it's Monday. Here we go. You get up and look in the mirror and look, I'm a cause of the greatest, greatest cause known to mankind. I am part of that plan. Make sure you understand that. As followers of Jesus Christ, he asked us to go forth. And Mark 1:17 says this, come, follow me, Jesus said, and I will send you out to fish for people, or I will make you fishers of men. Other versions say that. You and I have a kingdom assignment. I'm excited about it. I'm very excited about it. And I don't know if you can tell or not, but I'm like totally passionate about it as well. So excited about Jesus Christ. I usually, people try and decide, you know, well, are you a worship leader or do you sing? I'm nothing. You know what I am? I'm a person that's on fire and has a passion for the gospel, and I'll use absolutely anything I can do to make his gospel known. That's what I will do. That's how much I love the gospel. That's how much I love being about God's work. It's so exciting. There's just nothing better on the planet for me. And we can do that, and especially those of you that work every day in some other place. There's your mission field right there. Every day you get to go and make a difference. But you can't if you don't see it that way. You know what I mean? But if you have that perception, you get up in the morning, you go, and you just watch what the Lord will do. Maybe not in one day, maybe over time. But you will make a difference for the kingdom of God. You are making a difference for the kingdom of God. Luke 19:10 says this, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. How do we do that? You do that locally and you do it well. You do that nationally and through Church of God missions, you're doing that extremely well. And globally as well, all over the world. You've accomplished so much. And I'm just excited about that. This church has a mission. We have a calling. We have a purpose. We belong to an amazing God. We belong to each other. And we belong on God's team. The fact that he would choose us, I don't know. I want to be worthy of his call. And I think you do too. I know you do too. When we change our mindset about a lot of things, change our mindset about missions. Remember, we saw that video earlier today with all those numbers. It gets overwhelming. You think, can we really make a dent in those numbers? Yes, we can. Because our mind is changed. Yes, we can. We look, can we really belong to one another and really put each other's needs ahead of our own? My mind tells me no, but that's the flesh. But the spirit in me, the change in my, be ye transformed, Romans 12:2, by the renewing of your what? Right here. When I changed the mindset and said, can I belong to one another? Yes. And am I on God's team? Do I have what it takes to carry out the mission? Yes. And when we do it together, 1,000 times yes. 1,000 times yes. That's how exciting it is to be a part. So tonight, we celebrate that. We celebrate what God has done and what he's going to do. Do your best. Give your best. Do it with passion. Believe this word right here. When you read it, don't take a single scripture and think, it's a little too hard. Not if you're yielded to the Holy Spirit. Surrender to the Holy Spirit and let him lead you and let him guide you. Again, I commend you for what you're doing. May God just continue to increase absolutely everything that you're able to do in the kingdom. May he increase this church and the ministry you're doing here in the beautiful city of Greenville. You are a light that shines extremely brightly, just so you know. And I give God thanks for such an amazing church. Let's pray. Father, what a joy it is to be called your children. The fact that you love us so deeply is amazing. We want to love you well. We want to serve you well. We want to be a light that you need us to be. So have your way in us, we pray, as we yield ourselves to you. We give you glory. Amen.